Support for the homemade broadcast on Sunshine 96.7 FM WMTB comes from Truvy Salon and Spa in St. Petersburg. Located at 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, Truvy Salon and Spa offers hair care products and salon services by appointment only. Find out more about Truvy Salon and Spa at their website, truvysalonandspa.com.
This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
Welcome.
I just wanted to chime in and say that I think you have some great views on everything. And I think you have some great opinions.
Oh, well, thanks.
Including what you're talking about right now. I think you are highly underrated. I think that you're doing a great job.
I agree, Karen. Believe me.
Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioSaintPete.com.
RadioSaintPete.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
Hi. First time listener, first time caller. This message is for Will. Screw you, ass. Eat cum and fry ice.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
Hey, everybody, this is Kevin Farley, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast. Homemade biscuits, homemade broadcast. Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com, Sunshine 96.7 FM in downtown St. Petersburg. Welcome to the program. My name is Will Koontz. Anna Hummel is here with me. Quick reminder, we got a little bit of a new format going on, a new thing going on. We're going to be doing a live stream. I think we got it narrowed down to Wednesdays around 6-ish. I'm depending on Anna's travel time. So sometimes she's on time, very rarely. But I would say around 6-ish. So what I would like you to do, if you'd like to watch the show live, interact with the show, is go to facebook.com/HMB Radio. And we're also streaming on YouTube at that time. Put in HMB Radio in YouTube. Or go to my Twitter page at @home_made_man. There's a link in that Twitter profile. And that's everywhere you can find the show. Replays go up on Rumble now as well. And you can watch the replay on YouTube, of course. And this show is basically putting that audio, you know, squeezing it into a podcast. And making it the show. So I'd like you to go do that. Watch the show if you like. Or if you just want audio only, then this is still the place to get that. And I'm glad you're here. You can always get in touch with the show at 813-693-2124. You can catch me on the Johnny B Show on 102.5 The Bone. TheBoneOnline.com from 8 to 10 with Johnny B. And you can listen to Anna Hummel on the Bubble of Love Sponge program, which can be heard on Twitch. Just search for that and you'll find it. HMB Radio is on Twitch too. If I can figure out how to use it, that would be grand. But I got old real fast when it came to technology. So I do have an account, like the show there too, and hopefully we'll start streaming there. I don't know if I missed the boat on that. I don't know. I can't. I'm trying to figure this stuff out rapidly. It'd really be nice to have somebody do all of this for me, but it's good. It's not a good experience, but it will be a good experience, me learning this new technology. So glad you're here, and let's get to the show. How was your MLK day, Anna?
Monday?
Yes.
Monday was a little rough, actually, and not because of Martin Luther. Thank you for all the great work you've done.
Yeah.
I thought I caught COVID.
You may have.
I may have COVID. Just letting you know. Fair warning, because I got yelled at today on the morning show.
Yeah.
I was sick Monday night, finished jujitsu, walked off the mat, and started feeling real rough. And for about 30 seconds, I thought, I'm like, man, you know, I drank a bunch this weekend. Maybe, you know, did some other stuff. I don't know. Feeling a little bit rough. Monday's coming at me hard. Walk off the mat, it took me about 30 seconds to realize that, oh, no, you're not tired. You have a fever. That's why you feel bad. Started getting the chills.
Oh, boy.
And the thing that scared me is I had COVID last April, and it was the exact same trajectory in terms of it felt like a chill, and then it accelerates quickly.
Yeah.
So the 25-minute drive from Tampa to St. Pete, I was full-blown fever, shaking, and I'm like, I have COVID now.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I attended a super spreader event on Saturday.
Yeah.
So, no surprise there. Contacted my doctor. He said, down to hydroxychloroquines immediately, because I had some left over from COVID. Mm-hmm. So I down to, took a shower, was, you know, freezing, jumped in bed, fell asleep, woke up, drenched in sweat, meaning my fever was broken, and I beat COVID in 4 hours.
Terrific.
Woke up a little weak, but 100% no symptoms, no fever, no chills, no cough, no nothing.
And you tested negative.
Tested negative twice.
Wow. This came out today. I saw Wall Street Journal, Washington Examiner. There was CDC data. Now, YouTube, I want you to know that this is not me saying this. I did not get it from InfoWars or anything like that.
Fox News.
Not Fox News. This is CDC data says that you were better protected if you were infected with Delta from reinfection and having that natural immunity than from the
Alpha variant.
I don't know if you can see what I'm doing, but I'm shooting myself with
the
I just don't want to say it because I don't know what you can and can't say.
Oh, you can say vaccine.
Are you sure?
No.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not sure either, but that came out today. I thought that was pretty interesting. I had a very weird MLK day, and I feel guilty for feeling weird about it. No, nothing to do with my ancestors, okay. Thankfully. It had to do more with
being a white devil.
Being a white devil.
Okay, that's what I thought.
So I went to a birthday party this weekend. I went, most of my friends are middle class, borderline rich people, I would say. Rich to me. But probably.
I'm instantly angry because I was not invited to a party.
Yeah, I know. I know. You've kind of been put on the back burner, unfortunately. I don't know. I got to get your back more and see if with these events.
That's okay. I have a feeling I know why, but go ahead.
And so, yeah, it has to do with the, I might, I don't know.
Yeah.
So I went to this birthday party. It's a Caribbean theme.
Uh-huh.
Okay? It's Martin Luther King weekend.
Right.
Caribbean theme. You see where I'm going with this?
No.
Pineapples, coconuts, hey man, that type of vibe.
Yeah.
All white people that I'm with. Unfortunately, none of my people of color friends were available to show up to this party, which was unfortunate, because all of a sudden I'm sitting there drinking out of a pineapple, a very rummy drink.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden these dudes walk in with steel drums. So my friends are so rich that they hired steel drum players to play at this party.
Black people?
I don't see color.
Shut up.
So I don't know. Yeah, they were definitely. Yes. They were black gentlemen, and they came in. And I got a weird vibe from it, because why do I feel weird about this?
They're getting paid.
They're getting paid.
They want to be hired.
They want to be hired. They're getting paid. I felt weird for feeling weird about this, but one of my other white friends goes, this feels colonial. And I don't subscribe to any of that stuff. To me, that's all nonsense. I don't buy any of this cultural appropriation.
Was
this
your brown friend there? Was there
no? That's what I'm person? Saying. I wish even they though, were there.
Even though MLK was not Indian.
Well, we got blacks too in our group.
I
we
know,
got one.
But
we
you
got
said
one
there were
black.
No black people. So I'm asking, were there at least brown people? Is what I
no. Mean. There was no. That was all
it
white.
Was just white.
Just whiteies white this go people. Around.
Ew,
yeah.
Gross.
I know. And it made me feel weird. And my friend mentioned, you know, feeling like it was colonial, and I like I said I don't subscribe to that, but also I was like, yeah, it does a little bit. This just doesn't feel right. So then my friend who hired them goes, we have to go sit around and watch. And I went, why? He went, because, you know, I hired them, they need an audience. And I go, no, they don't, they're here to play for the party.
Yeah.
For 10 people. Now, had the party been dozens of people, I don't think this would have been a big deal, because you would have had people sitting around that area. You would have had people over
by
here
default,
at the pool.
Space.
Yeah, yeah. So it didn't. But I was like, they're being paid. You know, they don't necessarily need anything. Yeah, they don't care. They're getting theirs. But he goes, no, I'd really prefer it if we watch. And I go, well, how long are they here for? And he goes, 2 hours. And I go, oh, so now I got to spend 2 hours of this party watching steel drums. And a steel drum band play? I don't want to do that. I want to sit in the hot tub and drink.
Yeah.
So it ended up, after 2 hours, they left. And it turned out that everybody felt a little odd and uncomfortable with this situation. And I don't, like I said, I feel bad for feeling bad, because there is no reason to feel bad.
Right. No, there's no reason to feel
bad. But why did I feel bad? Or not bad, weird.
Because you've been conditioned by society, because that you it looks like they're serving you. I know they said my mic's going in.
Yeah, hopefully that's better. Bob, let me know if that's better. Bob Tuscan, the hot chick, which I thought was me, but apparently it is Anna.
I think it might be me.
Okay, so let me know if that fixes it. I appreciate it.
Also, Bob, have some standards. I look like trash right now.
Well, you can't see half of your face
that's
because
true,
of the logo.
It's like I'm wearing a mask.
Yeah, which was intentional, yeah, Anna. I just want you to know that.
You always have my back.
Yeah. So yeah, it was a little odd feeling.
Now,
and I
had you captured them and forced them to play with no pay, that would have been colonial. But you didn't. You paid them and you asked them to. It's their business, and they want their business to thrive. And without you, the business would be nothing if there weren't people to pay for their services. So it feels weird, but you shouldn't feel weird.
Yeah. There was also a moment when my buddy went and got food, and he also purchased from his community, which he happens to live close to Southside St. Pete. He got some Jamaican food from one of the establishments there.
He's not even black.
Again, I mean, he's doing the. You can frame it any angle you look at it. It could be good or bad. He sees it as what? I'm giving money to that community.
No,
I'm sure.
Cultural appropriation.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I don't get down with that. I don't. I think that's nonsense. But they totally took him for a ride. Whatever this restaurant was.
Why? He paid like.
Look. Immediately, I felt bad for even thinking it. But when he walked in, he had like this plate that was, you know, the big aluminum trays that they're like, it was about a quarter of that size. And he had one of those, and it was filled with like a chicken curry and a like carrot and potato type of thing.
All in one dish.
And then it came with some sort of slaw, was in the same size container, just full of some sort of slaw. And
I want to guess how much this costs.
Please guess.
So it's just two trays of food.
Two trays of food.
And each one is like this big?
Yeah, no, it's about, I would say this big.
Each one? Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a decent size, but.
He paid $80.
I think the total cost, if I'm not forgetting, I mean, I was drinking a lot that day. I think it was closer to $140. And my initial thought was they saw this white boy walk in and took him for a ride because they knew he would pay it.
Yeah.
But is that, I feel terrible for even thinking that.
Yeah, you should.
Okay, so that one I should feel bad about. Okay.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, I feel like there's a way to, can you look online and kind of gauge what was going on in terms of prices?
I didn't handle any of this. Oh, see, you got to understand.
Being the Jew that I am, I would go online and see how much it costs and then kind of, you know, scale it to size.
Sure. Me too. And just, I think part of that is they have too much money where they don't really appreciate it anymore. It's one of those things. I went out to dinner with my girlfriend the other day. She picked up the tab. We ordered some peel and eat shrimp, okay? And never got them. And then I didn't really think about it until after we left. And I went, you didn't pay for those peel and eat shrimp, did you? She goes, oh, I don't know. And I went, oh, that's insane. That's insane.
We don't understand because we're always like, I didn't get that Diet Coke.
Yes,
I
yes.
Get that refill.
Yeah, you got to have it.
Why is that on the bill?
Oh, I search every time when I go to the grocery store. I shop a lot at Winn-Dixie. Winn-Dixie is a lot of good deals, okay?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. They'll try to sneak one past you on the receipt. They'll have BOGOs. They don't charge. They have an advertised sign. Yeah. Publix, very good. Publix is really good. It is a pleasure. You don't ever have to check your receipt at Publix. At Winn-Dixie, you have to check. But I'm at the point now where if they overcharge me for something, I had to get ham for sandwiches for Christmas. And they had this ham that was on sale. And it was normally like $7. And it was on sale for $4.99. And I said, that's what I'm getting.
That's why you selected it.
That's why I selected it. And it rang up as $7.99. And I was home. And I went back for that $4. I mean, it is close. It's right down the road. It's maybe a half mile down the road. So it's not that far or anything. But I have to pinch pennies right now, as a lot of Americans
and
do.
It's also just a point of principle.
That too.
You said it was going to be this much, and that's why you selected the item.
Yes.
You feel like you've been cheated. You know, you've been duped. If you select something because of the price and then turns out it's not on sale.
Yeah. I got to be honest, though, more so because the principle, yes, but more so because I need that $4 for a later time.
You got that money, though, right?
Hell yeah, I got that money.
Okay.
Oh, I went in there. I go, see, and I even threw a little snide remark at the manager at Winn-Dixie.
Oh, yeah, what'd you say?
Just said, man, I got to check my receipt every time I leave this joint.
Ooh.
And they went, I apologize, sir. I go, it's okay. You know, I just got to check my receipt. That's all. But, yeah, it was definitely a weird occasion. I wanted to talk to you today. And, by the way, you can get in contact with the show on here, on the live stream. You could leave comments on Facebook, YouTube, wherever you're watching. I'm trying to keep up with the Twitter, you know, feed as well. That's a little challenging, though, because I don't have a producer. It's just me, and I'm doing all this at the same time. So I'm trying to keep up with all this stuff. You can leave a message, 813-693-2124, and please follow us on social media at @home_made_man. Now, you have Anna Hummel Radio, but one of them has underscores in it. Is that correct?
Yeah, my Instagram has some underscores in it. If you look up Anna Hummel, it'll come up. But yeah, Anna Hummel Radio on Twitter, and then Anna_Hummel_Radio. But if you look up Anna Hummel Radio, it'll come up. I'm not hard to find.
The future is female, Anna.
Gross.
Have you heard this? I've seen it on marketing tools.
I've seen it. The slogan? Yeah.
I've seen it on T-shirts. I've seen it on Facebook cover photos that a lot of my friends have, where they claim that the future is, in fact, female.
What does that mean? Like, there's no females now? Because I see plenty.
I don't know what that means. I don't know what it means. I guess it means that men have had their time to run the world, and now it's ladies' times. Time for the ladies to do stuff. And I even saw some stories about that females are able to replicate without sperm. I remember we did one time. We did that story on Stay Woke, I think.
I think it's, you're talking about fish.
Yeah,
fish
but
that can like change gender depending on the the amount of males in a given population. Like, if there's not enough males, they can switch over and then fertilize eggs.
There was some way that they didn't need men to reproduce. Yeah. That's what I remember about the story. And it was a yes, queen moment for a lot of people on the internet. I saw a lot of people who would consider themselves maybe feminists and have that T-shirt with the future is female, whatever, retweet that and share that story. Now, I saw this and I said, uh-oh, the future may in fact be male, because there's the thing called synthetic wombs now.
Yeah.
And a few ultra wealthy men think it might be a good idea, but they didn't appear to consult any women to find out what they think. And some people are saying it's a horrible idea. I think it's kind of an Elon Musk thing where he put it out there, and he tends to troll a little bit online. So we kind of put it out there that perhaps we could do some sort of synthetic womb. And ergo, there would be no need to have ladies about at all. We could just find ways to, I'm sure if you can do it with the fish, can do it with only ladies, I'm sure you can find out a way to just do it with only men, and then you incubate it in these wombs. And there you go. Problem solved. Bye. I'm talking to you, Anna.
I know you are. It felt personal at the end. I don't know if it works that way, but I think you need an egg. You need that egg.
They can make it. They make the egg.
Okay.
Well, if they don't need the sperm, why would we need the egg if we can just incubate it in a? Because
I think you need the sperm. You need DNA from the sperm. Could you get that from another egg? I don't know, but you definitely need the egg, because that's like the house, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the house.
Well, I can't wait to get the Future's Male coffee cup. I'm going to drink at it every day.
You should.
And I'm going to have the artificial womb on some sort of T-shirt, and be like, get the step in on it. And I can't wait to wear it. I think it's going to be a good time.
I think you should just get the Future's Female and then just cross out the FE. I think that would be, you
yes,
know what I mean?
That right.
would be even better.
Oh, man, just get the original shirt and then cross it out. X. Oh, I love that. That's tremendous. Well, I had this, too, that Bruce Arians, I know you're a big sports fan. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's just the head coach of the Bucks. Go on.
I don't know if you did. You watch the game where the Tampa Bay? You
where
didn't
slap that guy in the head.
Oh, see, you do know about
guys,
this.
I'm a sports chick now. Don't you get? Don't you understand now that I do sports and I do cars? Get to step in.
Well, so you did see at least the clip of
I
Bruce
saw,
Arians.
Like, the 10-second Twitter video of him hitting that guy in the head. He's going to get a penalty or something.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
All upset because he hit a black guy in the head, right?
Well, I don't know if it was.
He said that it was okay to hit from a white guy to hit the black guy in the head. I've been saying not okay. Will saying it's okay.
Oh, so I didn't say anything.
We differ in that way.
Oh, no, no, no. I didn't
I don't
say.
Think it's okay to hit people.
No, absolutely know? Not. I didn't say anything like that, especially on MLK weekend. I would never say that.
Okay.
I guess initially he was trying to not have, I think it was Andrew Adams that he slapped in the head, and he was trying to get him away from the play because I think he was pulling at the referee,
yes.
And
or
you can't
pulling at one of the Eagles players or something.
You can't touch, you know, the refs. That's a big deal. You could get in a lot of trouble for that. So he smacked him in the head, ran out there, smacked him in the head, get out of there. Yeah. Well, he's been fined $50,000. By the NFL today, just for that. Now, he had a helmet on, mind you.
And the guy's getting hit way harder on the field.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's certainly not going to give him the CTE that he'll inevitably get, that little slap on his head. But I feel like, and I wonder if that would have happened a few years ago, or I wonder if the NFL is starting to delve into the, I don't know, kind of like, well, I know they're getting a little woke with some of their stances.
On pacification?
Yes.
Is that where you're going?
Yes. That's what I was kind of going for. I've never really seen a coach like slap somebody live. I remember there was a USF football coach, Jim Leavitt, and his problem was that he loved the Bulls too much. He loved the Bulls football team so much. And there was a kid who complained. He was on the football team and said that the coach grabbed his helmet and kind of shook it around a little bit. That, to me, Doesn't seem like a big deal. Haven't Bruce Arians smack a guy on the helmet? Not really a big deal. But it seems like now the league has a problem with this. I don't really recall seeing it very often. I thought it was unusual. I saw Barstool Sports tweet it out. So it kind of must have been a thing where they were like, whoa, what the hell's going on here? But I also didn't think it was a big deal. But the league's fined him $50,000. He said he'll appeal it. He said it ain't got nothing to do with the game, so we're good. He told that to the Tampa Bay Times. The Bucs host the Rams at 3 p.m. on Sunday. Should Bruce Arians have been fined for smacking him in the helmet?
Well, I don't know anything about anything, but what I do know is that I was hanging out with an ex-NFL player this weekend. Not Ryan, but I am, and I will name drop. I
mean, wow.
Yeah, we had a Big Bubba Army series of events last week, three, and on the first night of festivities, Ty J. Armstrong.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And that was really cool. And he was talking about that very thing. He said, you know, he said he definitely has CTE. And he's even said that he's somewhat of a shell of his former self. But he says that things are a lot different now. He said when he was playing, I believe, in the 90s, you know, he said that you could be throwing up, you know, from a concussion, borderline, blacked out, kind of stumbling around. And the coach was like, get in the game. Now it's like they check you out, you have to see the doctor, you know, the rules are a bit different, you can't lead with your head, the helmets have changed. But he talks about how much rougher it used to be back when he was playing a mere, 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So the game has definitely evolved, and I don't, better or worse, I don't really know. I don't know much about the sport at all. But he's saying back then it was a lot more dangerous, so it sounds like kind of what you're saying, that it's becoming a bit more pussified.
I mean, I think some of the stuff, like the safety protocols, are a good thing.
Yeah.
Definitely makes the game worse. I love...
entertaining?
Oh, yeah. I love to look at old 70s and 80s clips of just... I mean...
we're going to have to look at them after the show.
It's intense. Yeah. I mean, it makes you sick. Like, there's guys who look like they're dead after they get hit. And then they're just, like, celebrating the other guy who hit him, like, over his dead body. I mean, they're not dead. They might be dead now.
Concussed or
paralyzed. Oh, yeah. Just laid out on the ground. It's very shocking. Yeah, I'll show you. But they have, like, big hits from the 80s, retro NFL, that type of stuff.
Yeah.
It's wild.
But it makes it more entertaining, obviously.
Certainly was. It's pretty entertaining, but you also watch a man die. It's kind of one of those things like Faces of Death where, you know, that can be entertaining. Yeah, yeah, just like ultra violence where you go, oh, a lot. Yeah, it's not for the faint of heart, certainly. But yeah, I don't know. I think he said he'll appeal it, and I wonder if he'll win that appeal or if the league will make him pay up. They're certainly writing a lot about him in, like, Pro Football Talk this week, and they're trying to make him sound like a monster. And I feel like part of this is because of the Antonio Brown thing where he, you know, claimed that Bruce Arians tried to make him play hurt. So I feel like he's going to...
off the state. I mean,
yeah, yeah, yeah. So I feel like he's kind of got a little bit of a microscope, you know, on him.
Well, the team's doing really well. He's got Brady on the team, so I feel like he already just attracted a lot of attention
there. Yeah.
And obviously Antonio Brown. It seems like there's a lot of things that are attracting attention that you don't want to attract attention.
Right.
People running off the field, you assaulting your players, things like that.
So. Yeah. Yeah, so I think that's dumb that he was fine. I think he was just trying to... because how do you get his attention? He's got in full pads, mm-hmm. You know, a helmet.
Yeah.
Everybody's yelling and screaming.
Yeah,
you know, you give him a smack.
It looked like Grandpa was going in and be like, hey, kids.
Yeah.
Like,
knock it off.
Yeah, knock it off.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know. That'll be interesting to see if he gets that appealed or not. But finally, I want to talk about Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan, your boyfriend, there was a story that went out. I think it was in Rolling Stone, The Guardian, few of the other usual suspects. Joe Rogan has such an intense microscope on him because he has a huge viewing audience, okay? He has 11 million downloads an episode, according to Spotify. Now, if they're telling the truth, I don't know. I have no idea. But he has this spotlight on him, and I think part of it is these corporate outlets, CNN, whatever, all these people who bitch about him all the time, think that if they can get rid of Joe Rogan, that these people will come back and watch them. They'll be like, oh, well, there's nothing else to watch. I'll go watch Don Lemon on CNN. Like, that's not going to happen. That's not a thing.
Is that their audience?
And I found out that there was this letter that 270 medical doctors sent out a letter of concern to Spotify to alert them that he is spreading disinformation and he's dangerous. It turned out the one of the ladies that kind of started this, what do you call it? Petition. Yeah. Is a Rockefeller Foundation associated person, which if you're into any sort of conspiracy, Rockefeller, that name should, you know, ring some bells that they have some nefarious connections to them. I don't know if it matters or not, but she definitely has that. Her name is, oh man, this is bad.
What is it?
Her name's Jessica Malte Rivera. She's the science communication lead at the Pandemic Tracking Collective with the Rockefeller Foundation. That's her thing. So that's what she put out there to try to get Joe Rogan, I guess, removed.
And what's the Rockefeller Foundation involved in that we should think of? There's some sort of conspiracy going on?
They just have the reputation as kind of being puppet masters that kind of control the world. That make the politicians dance.
Is there like a known, like Bill Gates, for example, isn't involved in like vaccine research and production. So that would make sense. Like that's a connection in my head that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like are the Rockefellers, are there some tentacles in global health? Like is that?
They're in everything. Okay. Yeah. Because it's like one of those guys who was like.
It's like the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
There was one of those original super rich guys.
I get you.
Yeah, that kind of had the means to kind of buy off politicians potentially and make policy changes based because he had the money to make these policy changes. But then it turned out that a lot of these 270 plus signees of this letter, they're not even doctors. There's around 100 that were medical doctors and MDs employed at universities, but they're not practitioners of medicine.
Of course not.
They're not practicing medicine. And there's even things like writer, researcher at Johns Hopkins University. That's one of them. There's a postdoctoral fellow at LSU. What is a fellow at a university?
A fellowship.
What does that mean?
I think it's like an extension of the residency, like to get an emphasis or a specialty in something.
Okay.
Could be wrong.
So they're a student, essentially.
They're a legit doctor, but they're trying to become like a more...
A higher doctor. Yeah. Okay, I got you. All right, well, that's fair enough. There's an analytical scientist.
It's just like a data analysis, like analyst, I mean.
Associate professor of clinical neurology. An adult, my eyes are getting bad, some other, that's a primary care nurse practitioner.
Have any
Not
of these
a doctor.
People treated COVID?
I don't, that I that's what I'm saying, I don't think so.
Joe had on the guy who was the most published with COVID, the most published doctor with COVID on the face of the earth, Dr. Peter McCullough. I listened to all 3 hours of that goddamn episode. And then he has the guy who developed the mRNA vaccine, and he was telling people not to get it. So, I mean, when you have two people who seem to have a wide breadth of information on what's going on and you want to silence those people because there's a nurse practitioner that's upset in Macomb County, Michigan, it just seems like it's a little bit, you know, uneven.
I think with that Malone guy, I think he's vaccinated and boosted. And he didn't invent the vaccine, but he helped research. He has some patents that went into the...
I'm not saying for COVID. I'm just saying the mRNA technology.
I know. But it's not like he came up with it on his... He has some patents that help create that technology.
But he's involved in
But he's not an anti-vaxxer either. That's a crazy thing where it seems like they're trying to change the definition of anti-vaxxer to just somebody who doesn't believe that everybody should have it.
Right.
Like, you're a freak if you don't think that you should have some sort of freedom.
Shouldn't get it or something like that. Again, doesn't mean that elderly people shouldn't. But he wasn't saying it was a one-size-fits-all.
Yeah. And he's also had, you know, Sanjay Gupta from CNN on. And a lot of these people won't go on his show now, too, because he's, you know, whatever. They have him branded. But, yeah, he talks to a lot of variety of people.
A lot of people on.
Yeah.
He's invited Fauci on.
I would love
Fauci,
to hear.
Fauci will only do give him, like, 15, 20 minutes, and he doesn't want that. He wants long-form Jones. He wants, like, 2-3 hours with him, which is fair because then you can go back and forth. You can really get deep into topics. You don't have that kind of, you know, 15 minutes isn't going to give you anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to give you a few sound bites and that's it.
Yeah. I don't think, not that I wouldn't, I'm not going to say that Fauci would be scared of Joe. I don't think he would want to do an interview with anybody for 3 hours. Cause I think there would be some things that would come up that he wouldn't be comfortable talking about.
And he can't just squirrel out of them and he like he could in 10 minutes.
Yes. 10 minutes. And because, and if he did was like, oh, I'm done. And then walked out, that would look super bad. So
it's smart not to do it.
Yeah.
You don't want to do it.
Yeah, because it's pretty clear that it seems like by now, everything that was a conspiracy theory, you know, a few months ago is just gospel.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
And it seems like that maybe not him himself, Fauci had, you know, I'm not saying that he created this thing himself. He didn't, but he helped fund research that looks like it may have you know, created this virus. And you remember freaking, I'm going to get kicked off YouTube. You remember freaking the guy from USF that we had on when this whole thing went down? Yeah. He told me confidentially that a friend of his saw this like spike protein and said that this is on the HIV virus. So he's essentially saying that he thought that it was spliced off the HIV virus and put on this new virus, and it was some sort of gene research and kind of created this virus. And I was like, whoa, that's kind of crazy. But that just seems to be true. It's all but confirmed as true by, like, the mainstream people. Mm-hmm. But it's not out there as like, yeah, this is just a made thing, an escape from a lab. But people are definitely leaning that way now.
They certainly are.
Yeah, it's wild. 813-693-2124, hmbradio.com, and follow us on social, home_made_man, and Anna Hummel Radio. Well, we've done a half an hour. I feel like we're shorting the people, but a half an hour is not bad.
No, it's not bad at all.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll wrap this one up then. Okay. I was trying to pull this stuff up on my phone. I got to have a computer or something here so I can have it at my disposal much quicker with an ad blocker on it. Mm-hmm. Thanks to, let's see, we got Darth Alica. He says, love the show and both y'all. Woot, woot. Thank you. Appreciate that. We got a lot of Bob Tuscan. He says, MLK had nothing to do with the West Indians. Okay. Dane Page says, Anna equals way too beautiful. So that's nice. Thank you, Dane, for that. Nice. And he says, this podcast is awesome. Thank you. Bob Tuscan says, MLK was assassinated by the feds. Okay. that could be. I saw that the FBI did put out a MLK tweet. About, and that is like he was under FBI surveillance for a very long time, and there is some conspiracies that they probably killed MLK or had something to do with it. It's not every day that your killer gets to celebrate you on Twitter. That's nice. 813-693-2124, hmbradio.com, home_made_man, and Anna Hummel Radio on social media. Find us, follow us. It's a good time. And with that, I bid you adieu. Thanks so much for tuning in. Please tell a friend about it. If you're listening on podcast, give it a 5-star rating. It's a small thing, and it really helps us out. And if you're feeling really generous, go over to hmbradio.com/donate. And there's ways that you can give fungible tokens, cash, if you will. All right, Will Koontz, HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. See ya.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast.
on RadioSaintPete.com.